Conversation 15. The playground.
Have you seen the local paper, Jim?
I'm just reading it.
Anything interesting in it?
There's a report of last Monday's council meeting. It seems to have been quite a lively one.
Why? What happened?
Well, Councillor Walters got up and said it was high time something was done about that bit of waste ground behind the library, and that it ought to be turned into a children's playground.
Quite right, too. Did they agree?
Not all. You know Mrs. Granger, who lives in the square? She was quite furious about it, apparently. She got up and shouted that she wasn't going to have a lot of noisy children making a nuisance of themselves right under her window, and that she'd sue the council.
How ridiculous.
She insisted she had only bought the house because the council surveyor had assured her that they were going to turn that waste ground into a garden.
I hope they didn't take any notice of her.
Well, it seems they didn't take a vote. But at any rate, they passed it to one of the subcommittees to deal with.
That Granger woman is a menace. She won't rest until she's got her way.
Ah, but you see, Walters happens to be chairman of that committee, so he'll push the scheme through. Anyway, Mrs. Granger was furious. She waved her umbrella at the mayor and shouted, "I'll sue you for damages, every man jack of you."
I'd love to have seen her.
Well, you'll have a chance to tomorrow. The parent-teacher association's arranging an open meeting to discuss the proposal, and no doubt she'll turn up.
Well, we must go along too.
Of course. It says here the meeting will be at 8 at the library.
You know, Jim, I'm beginning to understand why Mrs. Granger was so polite to me when we met in the High Street this morning. She asked me whether I wouldn't like to come and have tea with her someday. Usually she doesn't even say good morning. She must be collecting supporters.
Well, I think a playground is a very good idea. And I'm certainly going to back up Walters at the meeting tomorrow.
And so am I.